We are all aware of the amazing amount of security that needs to be in place for many, many buildings that we enter into, whether it's schools, places of work, other type of places that need the security. And we know that in order to get into most of these buildings, there is some type of security, either code or device that we need. We need to punch in certain numbers on a keypad in order for the door to open. We might have to carry with us a particular card or a key fob in order to open the door to have us access into it. Sometimes it is standing before a camera, and that camera will take our picture and show it to the inside person, and we need to speak to them, allowing us to be able to enter. That's the reality of life, and that's the way that we live and we need to be. Even here, the doors of St. Thomas Becket during the preschool time, they're also locked, and we have that security. But there's something more and bigger than that of who we are here as a community. And it is those words that appear on the front doors of our place. It is the words that say, "All are welcomed," meaning the doors are never locked. That anyone, whoever you are, can enter in. That those words say, "Join us, be open, enter in." You don't need a code, you don't need a key fob. No matter your background, no matter who you are or where you come from or what your experience is, you are welcomed. I believe it's the words of the scripture today, "Be open." We need as a community to be open. We need our lives to be open. We need to understand is that we enter into this place, and whatever it is we need Christ to be for us, Christ is for us. And we experience that Christ in and through one another. It's how it is that we are with each other, and that is how it is that we are to be as that open community. It can be this example. Young man, I'm going to have you stand up here and come over here. And what I want you to do is I want you to stand here and I want you to fold your hands over yourself just like this. Okay? No smile. Okay? No smile. Okay. Young lady, I want you to come over here. And I want you to stand here and I want you to keep your back. Okay? Now, Amelia, would you come up here? And I want you to stand here. And I want you to keep your arms out like this. Okay? Now, young lady, would you come up here, Sophia? Sophia's a new person in the school. Okay? And these are all people of the school. And she goes out on the playground her very first day. And she looks at these three people. We got one people like this, one person in the back, one person with arms out. Who do you think Sophia is going to go to and talk to for the first time if she looks at these three people? Which one of these three do you think she thinks, "I can talk to that person? That person is going to be open to me"? Which one do you think it'll be of these three people? Which one do you think? Caroline? The one with her hands out. How many agree? Would that be the person? Is that who you would go to, Sophia? Yep. Okay. You would go right to her. And do you know why? Why would you go to her? Why would you not go to those two people? You don't know. Yeah? Well, they got the back turned. So that doesn't mean very welcoming. That person doesn't look very welcoming with his arms folded, but she looks very welcoming, doesn't she? Okay, thank you. You can go sit. Thank you. That's who we are to be as community. That's what Jesus is saying, be open. And it is the times and the moments in our life, I think, when we feel that we are deaf to God's love. That we are deaf to God's presence in our life. And sometimes it's because we're going through grief in our life. It's sometimes because we are fearful, because sometimes we're despairing, or sometimes it's because we don't think that God will really be open and welcome to us because of what we have been or who we have been or how we have been or what it is that has been our relationship with church in the long, long run. And sometimes it is because, as the second reading said, we are frightened. We feel isolated. We feel that we don't experience and know that compassion and that hope that the Lord can give to us. But I believe, as community and as what the scriptures say today, that is not who we are, nor is it who our God is. Our God is open to us no matter where we've been, how we have been, or what has been going on in our life. And that is who we are as a church community and will always be. But it is also that we step from this place. And we need to be that for the people that we encounter in life. We had these three children stand up here. And that would have been a school experience for them. And it would have been Sophia's first experience. Would she have looked at that and said, two of those people are deaf to me. They don't even know that I exist. They're not even aware of the need that I have to be welcomed. They would have seen an isolation of her from them. However, there was one who held her arms out and was willing to see, there's somebody in need. I'm not deaf to them. I see what they need. I'm going to reach out and touch them and let them know that there's someone who welcomes them and who is open to them. We have those experiences every day of our life. There are people in our schools, in our homes, in our world, even sometimes our own family, who need us not to be deaf to their needs, to be aware of how we can reach out and touch their lives. And Jesus used the human, everyday things of his life in that gospel today. He took his finger. He took spit. He reached out and touched. And that's how he healed. We follow that example. We need to use our eyes to see what is the needs of another. We need to use our ears to listen to each other, to hear what is going on in their life and how we can respond. And we need to use our minds to step back and think, how can I be that welcoming, open presence of Christ to the lives of another? We celebrate who we are as a community every weekend, but today in a particular way with this festival. So as you go about your day, whether you stay after or you not, do this. See someone new that you haven't seen before. Listen to someone else that's around you. Reach out and be attentive and touch their lives in some way. Be the presence of Christ. Continue to be open, and we will continue to be all our welcome in our life, in the life of this community. Let's pray with that as we go into the week. And boys and girls, thank you. I know it's hard to sit here, but you're doing good jobs. Okay? So let's all stand. We're going to keep going with these special prayers that we're going to ask our lector to come and share the prayers of the faithful.